everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I am Rebecca. If you could visit China, do you think that you would enjoy visiting the Great Wall? If so, what section of the wall do you think that you would like to visit? Well, I hope that you haven't made up your mind quite yet. Why? Well, we haven't finished our lesson about the Great Wall. There are still two more sections that we need to talk about today. The first one is Ningxia, and the second section is Shanghai Guan. So why do you think that so many people are interested in the Great Wall? I wonder if Gabe knows. Let's go inside and ask him.
Hey everyone, my name is Gabe. Rebecca, what did you just ask me about the Great Wall?
So why is it that there are so many tourists who are interested in the Great Wall?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It is.
It's true. Every time you go to the Great Wall, it seems like it's covered with people, covered like ants. But I think one of the reasons is because it is just such a huge accomplishment. I mean, that wall stretches for miles, and really, it's one of the man-made wonders of the world.
I guess I'm going to have to go visit this Great Wall someday, but until then, I'm going to continue enjoying learning about the Great Wall, which I think we should get started with our first reading, don't you think?
Yes, that's a good idea. Reading number one, here we go.
Seeing the Great Wall, Ningxia. In nearby Ningxia, the Great Wall winds 1,506 kilometers through the region. Here you can find the oldest part of the wall. Built in the Qin Dynasty, it zigzags about from Gansu Province and into Ningxia. Many, many people died building this section. The builders had to first beat the earth into powder. Then they sifted it and finally steamed it before pounding it into the wall.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 zigzag 这个动词。Zigzag 是指曲折的前进或弯弯曲曲的走路。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 G 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ,the trail zigzags to the top of the hill, 这个小径弯弯曲曲的到达山顶。Zigzag 可以当名词意思是之字形的或者是锯齿状的线条。例如 ,the zigzag path leads us to the bottom of the valley,弯曲曲的小径带领我们走到了山谷的深处。接下来我们看的是 powder, 这个不可数名词。powder 是指粉或者是粉末。例如 ,the chef crushed the nuts until they became powder. 这位厨师把坚果一直磨直到磨成粉末为止。或者是 ,the powder puff is dirty and needs to be replaced. 这个粉扑脏了需要换新的。powder 也可以当动词意思是使变成粉末或者是擦粉。例如 ,the lady powdered her face and put on some lipstick too. 这位女士在脸上擦粉也擦了口红。
So we are continuing our lesson about the Great Wall. Well, our lesson reads, in nearby Ningxia, the Great Wall winds 1,506 kilometers through the region. Now we want to pause for just a moment and talk about this word nearby. If something is nearby, that means that it's just...close by. Do you have any other example sentences as to how we can use this word nearby, Gabe?
Yeah, well, you could say that someone is nearby. For example, I might be on the phone. I'll be like, hey, I'm nearby. I'll be there soon. So that means I'm close. I'll be there soon. Or maybe you're talking about a place, okay? So maybe in nearby Jiufen. Jiufen's not too far from Taipei. In nearby Jiufen, we can enjoy great scenery.
Exactly. Or you can also say, is there a coffee shop nearby? If so, we can stop and get a snack. Now in our lesson, we see the Great Wall. I think we have a picture of the Great Wall, don't we?
Well, we always have a nice picture of the Great Wall, yes. And, of course, this Great Wall is winding many kilometers through these mountains here. And we see that word wind. And we see another word further on, that is the word zigzag. And we want to kind of compare these two words. What does it mean to wind, Rebecca?
Now, if something winds, that means there's usually a lot of curves just like this.
Mm-hmm.
However, if something zigzags, it's usually done with, there's usually edges. So it's like you go in one direction, then you go in another direction, just like this. Oh, that's kind of fun, zigzag.
Yeah, so that's zigzag with edges, and then winding with curves. Now, of course, the Great Wall, you could say that it winds or it zigzags, and it doesn't really matter. And you could also say that it snakes. We talked about that verb the other day, too, because it does all of these things.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. A couple of sentences down, we read, many, many people died building this section. Now, we want to talk about the words many, many. Now, why do we have many, many? That just means lots and lots and lots of people, doesn't it?
It does. Lots and lots of people. So this is one of those words where you can use it in doubles. So you can repeat it one right after the next. Many, many people died. And it's one of the few words like this. I couldn't say few, few people or several, several. I would say many, many, okay? I could also say lots and lots. I could put that word and there, lots and lots of people or tons and tons of people. But if I just wanted to say one word twice, I could say many, many people.
I think that they are just emphasizing that lots of people died building this section. Well, right now, it's time to check out another SC challenge.
And what is your name?
My name is Ariel.
Hello again, Ariel. One of our words is powder. Can you use that word in a sentence?
I can. Gunpowder was invented in China.
Is that true? Gunpowder was invented in China? Bang, bang, bang?
Yes.
Excellent. What about you? Are you up for the SC challenge?
Okay, maybe one day it will be your turn to do the SC challenge. Well, we read on here, then they sifted it and finally steamed it before pounding it into the wall. And we have a lot of verbs that we would like to talk about from this sentence. First, as you can see in this picture, there is a lot of bread, but there's also something special in this picture. What's this called?
In the very back, right behind the bread, you will see a sifter. Now, you might be wondering, what do you do with a sifter? I'm glad that you asked. Well, a sifter is used to separate the different, well, specifically with flour, it's used to separate or make the flour finer.
Okay, so what do you do with a sifter? You sift. You are sifting the flour. That means some of it is going through the holes at the bottom. I have another sifter here in my back pocket.
Oh, look at that sifter.
Yes, this is a little more clear. You can see that there are tiny little holes, okay, in this sifter. This is called a sifter, or it's also called a sieve, S-I-E-V-E. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do with a sifter or a sieve? You sift.
Exactly, and that's what we are talking about in our lesson. Then they sifted it, that is, the dirt. They sifted it and finally steamed it before pounding it into the wall. And actually, we want to talk about the word pound versus beat. We saw the word beat earlier, and now we see the word pound. Now, what is the difference between these two words?
Well, actually, when I think of both of these words, I think of using my hand to do something. So I'm beating the earth into powder, and I'm pounding it into the wall. Okay, sometimes you can use these words in the same way. Maybe they're a little bit different. Like, for instance, you might beat the wheat into flour, or you beat the bread and then put it into the oven. What might I pound? Well, maybe I would pound the nails into the wall with a hammer.
Or what about the door? You could pound on the door. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're locked out and you want to get back inside. Just pound on the door. Or what about beating the eggs? I always think about baking when I think of the word beating, because I have to beat the eggs before adding the sugar.
That's right. That's another usage of this word. When you beat the eggs, you are making the egg yolk and the white blend together, okay? All right, there are many different words and phrases that you can use, and we have a lot more to learn right after this. First, we need to take a closer look at this sentence with Liz.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz. Let's have a closer look at this sentence. They sifted it and finally steamed it before pounding it into the wall. The writer is talking about builders who took powder that's beaten from earth, and then this powder was sifted. Then it was steamed. Then it was pounded into the wall. The point is, before the earth got pounded into the wall, several things had to be done to it first. So notice the pattern. Subject, verb 1, ed, something, and then verb 2, ed, something, before verb 3 with ing. This is a good pattern to use when you want to emphasize how certain things were done or had to be done before a final action was taken. For example, let's talk about weddings. A lot of work goes into preparing for a wedding. Let's say a bride had her hair fixed up in a fancy way. The hairstylist had to do a lot of things to the bride's hair first before the hair was finally arranged. We can say the hairstylist sprayed the hair and braided it before twisting everything into a beautiful bun. Or what about the wedding cake? Let's say there's a wedding cake that looks very fancy and beautiful with flowers all around. So how did the cake end up looking that good? We can say the baker frosted the cake and decorated it before setting flowers all around it. And that's it for today. See you next time. Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, earlier in our lesson, we learned about Ningxia, which winds 1,506 kilometers through the region. In this section, you will find the oldest part of the wall. Well, we still have so much more to learn about, so let's continue with our reading.
Seeing the Great Wall, Shanhai Guan. You'll find the eastern end of the wall near the city of Shanhai Guan. Here the wall meets the sea, forming a unique site called the Old Dragon's Head. A large fort stands here as well as the wall. The east tower of the Shanhai Pass is called the first pass under heaven. Stand near the tower to see the roaring sea on one side and the Great Wall on the other. Wherever you choose to visit the Great Wall, you will be amazed. It is like no other structure on earth.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 heaven 这个名词。 Heaven 是指天堂 或者是像天堂一样的地方。 例如, many people believe in a heaven where there's no sadness or pain. 许多人相信有天堂, 在那里没有忧伤也没有痛苦。 或者是, we went to Hawaii for our vacation, it was heaven. 我们去夏威夷度假, 那里好像天堂一样。 Heaven如果用复数型的话, 可以指天空。 例如, we stared up at the heavens looking for shooting stars. 我们向上凝视着天空, 寻找着流星。 所以我们看的是 structure 这个名词。 Structure 在这里特别是指建筑物。例如, the warehouse is a two-story brick structure. 这座仓库是一栋两层楼的砖砌建筑物。或者是, the repair of these old structures took a lot of time and money. 修建这些旧的建筑会花许多的时间及金钱。 Structure 也可以指结构。 例如, the structure of the bridge was carefully designed to ensure its safety. 这座桥的结构是经过仔细的设计来保证它的安全性。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Alright, this section is called Shanhai Guan. You'll find the eastern end of the wall near the city of Shanhai Guan. And here the wall meets the sea. Let's take a look at this phrase right here. Something meets something else. The wall meets the sea. That means it encounters the sea at that point. So how else could you use this word? Well, course, when we talk about cultures that meet, you could say east meets west. You're crossing cultures. Or perhaps the river meets the ocean at that spot.
You could also say go straight, then turn left, and there the road will finally meet the highway. So there are many different ways that you can use this word. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, which reads, here the wall meets the sea, forming a unique sight called the Old Dragon's Head. A large fort stands here as well as the wall. Now, let's talk about this word, stand. Of course, when I think of the word stand, I'm thinking of I'm standing right here.
That's right. But, of course, it could also mean it's located there.
Right, exactly. In our lesson, when we talk about the word stand, it's actually referring to the position. So, do you have another example?
Well, of course. Studio classroom, our office stands in the valley. I could also say it sits in the valley. So there are a couple of words you could use, and we've seen a couple of verbs talking about the Great Wall. We've seen that it lies somewhere, we've seen that it sits somewhere, and of course here that it stands here as well.
Here in the sentence, we see another phrase we want to talk about, as well as. Now that just means in addition to or something else is happening as well. For example, you could say, my sister is going on the trip as well as my mom.
All right, or I'm tired as well as dirty after playing all day outside. Let's play a game as well as watch a movie. All right, well, a few sentences later, we read, stand near the tower to see the roaring sea. Now, hold on a second. The sea roars, Rebecca?
Yeah, it roars just like a lion, doesn't it? Like in this picture over here?
Yeah,
like that picture.
That's what I think. Ooh, that's a scary lion. That's what I think of when I think of the word roar, because a lion roars. Well, I guess sometimes the sea is so active that it could sound like it is roaring as well.
Now, sometimes I actually like to use the word roaring when talking about a fire. Now, sometimes I like to say on a cold night, I like to sit next to the roaring fire.
All right, there are so many different ways you could use this word. Right now it's time for us to join the guys in the info cloud. They're going to be addressing this question, is English spoiling Chinese? Let's join them now.
The purpose of the Great Wall was, of course, to keep out foreign invaders. Today, there's a different kind of invader that's threatening the fabric of Chinese culture, English.
Many Chinese scholars are warning that the common use of English in everyday Chinese is corrupting the Chinese language. They've called for the removal of words like okay and bye-bye from the Chinese vocabulary.
They've also pressed for the elimination of English abbreviations like DVD and MP3 in the state-run media, taking their place pure and proper Chinese translations.
The problem with the translations, though, is that many tend to be lengthy, awkward, or confusing.
And wordy. What's easier for a newscaster to say, DIY or 自己动手做? NBA or 美国国家篮球协会.
Okay, keep in mind, too, that the Chinese language is already full of foreign loanwords. For example, hutong came from Mongolian and daren originally came from Japanese.
It's been said that half of modern spoken Chinese is made up of borrowed words. So why should language purists worry about a few more?
Friends, what do you think? Is English enriching or ruining Chinese?
英文在世界上是主流的语言。 当世界上越来越多人在学英文、使用英文， 有些中文的学者开始担心英文对中文所造成不良的影响。 像英文的OK、 Hi 跟 Bye Bye 现在都已经成为我们日常生活中文绘画的一部分。有些人甚至主张讲中文的时候必须要除去英文的缩写，像 NBA、 GPS、 DIY， 而要改用中文名称来取代，为的是要维护中文的纯正。其实中文里头已经有很多的外来语，像 达人这个词源自日文，胡同源自蒙古文。现在加入了几个英文单字，有那么严重吗？ 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Here we are, the Great Wall.
Yeah, it snakes from the Gobi Desert to the Yellow Sea.
It was built to keep out invaders. Now it's a popular tourist attraction.
So let's explore. What section should we visit?
Let's see. There are 5 different sections near Beijing. Badaling is the most famous,
but covered with tourists.
No. How about Jinshanling? It's very well preserved and a great place for a peaceful walk with an amazing view.
Well, the Hanyaguan section sounds spectacular. It was built over 1400 years ago. It's a miniature representation of the whole wall. The scenery is breathtaking.
Jiayuguan sounds nice. This section was built in the Ming Dynasty. It's got military forts and an inner city.
Oh, but look at Ningxia. It's the oldest part of the wall built in the Qing Dynasty. It zigzags from Gansu into Ningxia. Many people died building it.
Or we could visit the eastern end of the wall where it meets the sea. That sounds good too.
Wow. No structure on earth is like the Great Wall. Wherever we go, we'll be amazed.
Hey, let's just walk the whole wall.
That's 6,000 kilometers.
Then we better get going.
Let's go.
We are traveling the Great Wall. And today we are in Ningxia, where the Great Wall winds 1,506 kilometers throughout the area. The oldest part of the wall can be found here. Built in the Qing Dynasty, this section zigzags all over from Gansu Province into Ningxia. To build this section, the builders first beat the earth into powder, sifted it, and finally steamed it. Then they pounded it into the wall. Then we go to the eastern end of the wall near Shanghaiguan, where the wall meets the sea and forms the old dragon's head. There is also an old fort here. So if you stand near the east tower called the First Pass Under Heaven, you will hear the roaring sea on one side, and you will see the Great Wall on the other. But no matter which part you visit, you will be amazed because there is no other structure like it on earth.
Okay, I'm holding the cup.
All right, thank you so much, Linda. All right, good. Now we've just made some tea to take with us onto the Great Wall. I have some tea leaves here and a sifter. Yes, very nice. I think we're ready. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there was a lot of dirt in that sifter as well.
There actually was.
Yeah. What is it?